Spectacular, episode 102, Customs and Colonies Show for the week of February 26, 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacker, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Real Sumo Jive.
I'm RuPaul.
Hey, baby.
No, I'm Dial Packs.
I'm JBB. I'm JBB.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Inside joke.
You'll hear it later. You will, definitely. So, yeah, welcome back to another episode of Podtacker. This time, it's the Customs and Collins show, where we're going to be talking about the top few custom games people sent in, the top few, actually a series of call-ins as far as the voicemails people sent in for the month, narrated by Captain Crunk, of course. That's going to be awesome, definitely. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And we got some jokes people sent in and some funny gamer tags. There's some crazy gamer tags of people out there, man.
So some that we're going to have to change around in order just to say.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's like, Microsoft, how did you let that happen? Gosh, shame on And awesome. There is some Tales from the Foxhole later on, where we're talking about games, well, stories from in-game Halo 2 stuff, also from, you know, other games as well, because Halo players are kind of shopping around until we get to Halo 3, so some good stuff there, definitely. So let's start off with some, well, before we get started, welcome Dialpex, welcome back, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, no
kidding. Man.
When was the last episode you were on?
I Xbox think episode 75, which was the,
Xbox.
Yeah, actually, yeah, the Xbox one, the one that we awarded you, the Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the last one I was on.
Wow.
Damn. And then I had my, 300 years internet outage. Just now I'm back.
His neighbors moved, so. Yeah. His cable.
He couldn't move anymore.
Yeah, nice. No, but I'm glad to be back, yeah.
Cool. Well, welcome back, man. Cool, man. Dialpex is our community director, in case you guys don't know, so he kind of calls the shots, oversees the community as far as pretty much everything that goes on with the Podtacker community, so.
Exactly. You're welcome. And for those that didn't realize that, I hope it changes the way you think about my boy over here. Or else
we're gonna get him some cement shoes.
Regularly. Exactly.
Could be bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Right on.
Pay you a visit. You don't want that to happen.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, so I guess let's get started on some custom games here. We got some stuff people sent in.
I'm gonna say the first one here. Forget about it. It's called Jaws by Casey Smacker. He says, no shields. Smacker. No shields. Plasma pistol. No spawn weapons. No grenades. Team Slayer. Split team into two colors. One team, the humans, and the other team, sharks. There should be two sharks. One life per round. Put tanks in and ghost. All humans get on the tank, the boat. While one is driving, the two sharks take the ghost. Excuse me. The part of the game is for the sharks to kill all the humans by running over them. Last 2 minutes are the next sharks. I guess they alternate. Also, if you fall off, you can swim onto the rocks, so you're not in the open. Best map, Coagulations. Enjoy. Coagulation. Enjoy. I said coagulations. Who am I coagulating here?
That game is fun. That I played that. Other than, like, sometimes it glitches and, like, the tank just disappears. You know,
really?
Like, everybody. Well, yeah.
How
it's just. I guess it's like a glitch. I don't know. We're playing. Like, we've played this a bunch of times, and everybody's on top of the tank, and, you know, so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden, the tank would just, like, disappear, you know, like go nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like every man for themselves trying to run from the ghosts, you know, trying to run them over. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
a fun game
cool.
though. Yeah,
almost
cool.
Sounds like Cat and Mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. So, let's see, I got one from Beaver Death called Gauntlet Run. And in this variant, all the vehicles are set to Warthog with no shields, no radar, shotguns, and only your staring grenades. starting grenades, it's capture the flag.
They stare at you when you blow up.
Burning stare. Boom. It's capture the flag, and one team has all the Warthogs set up in front of their base on coagulation. The attacking team goes for their flag by running in the middle against the machine guns. It's fun because if you grenade right, you can lessen your misery.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Right. Yeah, that'd be tough.
Hail all to beavers.
Death to all beavers.
All right. MJ's House Party says, MJ's House Party is a King of the Hill game where the hill moves every minute. You only get one life, and the starting weapons are plasma pistols and swords, and vehicles are disabled. There are two teams, the kids in MJ, Michael Jackson. The kids can only use the plasma pistols while Michael Jackson uses the sword. The kids are not allowed to kill MJ unless he or she is the only kid left. At the start of the game, all of the kids run towards the hill and try to get away from MJ. MJ can kill the kids if they aren't on the hill, but the kids are safe when they're on the hill. This game is best played on turf. Have fun with this game, and remember, you can't spell slaughter without
laughter. Without Lauder.
Without Lauder. Cindy Lauder.
Nice.
Does MJ scream out, "Who's bad?"
This game is really similar to that.
Your butt is mine. I always got disturbed by that line. You know that, right?
Your butt is mine.
When Michael Jackson says, "Your butt is mine," he literally means it. I just figured I'd share that.
What is it? Zombie Fort. What is that zombie game you have, Fumo? The Zombie Safe House or
Zombie
something?
Safe House? Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I think this game is like similar to that.
Yeah, that's a pretty sweet game, man. Especially on, if you guys know what Zombie Safe House is, that is definitely awesome on Ivory Tower.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Good Safe in that House. Map.
Pretty yeah.
Awesome. Discovered that's that fun. By accident one day. We kept playing it on turf, and then all of a sudden on Ivory Tower, we're like, oh my gosh, this is perfect on this map.
Yeah.
I remember one day I was a zombie, and I was like hiding, and I'm like, guys, I'm a zombie on the edge. I can use a little hug here, and people are like, what are you talking about? Where is he? I'm like, I'm a zombie on the edge. I need help.
Nice. My ball.
All right, I'll go to next. We have jokes and funny gamer tags. I'm gonna read ironic pair. He goes, I have ran into many funny gamer tags, but these are some of the best. Poop in a basket. A bathhouse. I love bathhouses. LeBron James. We have a joke at our school about LeBron. Num num ah, and much more. Great podcast. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Ironic Pair. But poop in a basket. KFC's having a poop in a basket sale right now. You can either get crunchy or original recipe.
Or extra spicy.
Make sure you get your hot sauce in that.
Oh, buy two logs, get one free.
Oh, man, that was disturbing.
All right, on to one from General Jackass, who says, some funny gamer tags I've run across are, dude, what's with the poo, man? Are one of my friends, Poo Sandwich, and another one, a 70-year-old man. Okay.
General Jackass.
Yeah, people said mine was pretty funny too. That's about it. Cool.
Nice.
All right.
70-year-old poo sandwich.
Okay, let's see. X Attack says, "Hey, Potacular, hopefully one of these will be good enough to be read on the show." Well, let's see that. First off, your mom is so fat that when you get into a game with her, it goes a little something like this. Slayer, immediately followed by game over.
Aw, oh, your mom's so new.
Your mom, 25 kills, everyone else, zero.
Sweet. Your mom is an entire map.
Here. Game over.
Killer Poop Jaro. All right. All right. I'm going to take one here. Let me pick. Fumo, you want the one that you were talking about earlier? Because I'll take another one.
No. I don't know. I don't know if I can read that one, man. You'll have to figure that one out.
All right. I'll do it. Logic says, he mentions some funny gamer tags here. Jelly Jugs, Bum Hunter, Stifler's Dad. And my favorite, which I have to break down in parts, so pay attention, guys. I'm going to put it into a sentence. An old lady gave me a hand because I did a job for her for the last 2 months. So, if you want to see the actual name, make sure you go to the show notes and look at it yourself, because it's quite an amusing gamer tag.
It's
and
it's awesome.
One that we cannot
it's
read.
We were laughing for like 16 hours, man.
So just,
I haven't eaten. I'm starving.
Oh man. Good one, Logic. Thank you very much.
Got one from Robo Furry, who has a sweet gamer tag. Get your mom off me. She's everywhere.
Eric Fox says, gamer tag, big hairy nipples. He said, made him and Immortal 3 laugh pretty hard. He had to say that. Big hairy nipples.
Big hairy nipples. Yes. How did he know I have big hairy nipples? Yeah, and Feels Good, who just recently joined the forums, and he's with Gamertag Radio. He says that put something about people whining about lag. He goes, you know how people always blame lag when they're getting pwned. Well, whenever I start to hear the whining about lag, I have something to say, and it goes a little something like this. He goes, maybe you need an upgrade. That Fisher-Price modem you're using isn't tight.
Fisher-Price.
I got it on sale, baby.
Oh, yeah. 9600 baht, baby. Got one from Mr. Hey, Ouch here, who says, well, a while back, me and my mate, Leroy21. Who's the master Leroy?
Leroy Chickens. Nigga.
All right, we're playing Halo 2 when we came across the sky with this gamer tag. Pooey Nutlog. As soon as we read it out, we broke out in a huge laugh. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Pooey Nutlog.
Nice.
Pooey Nutlog. That's awesome.
Oh,
it's the
man.
Poo show.
Oh, I know, all right? Pootacular.
All right,
dude, but Pooey Nutlog, man, that's pretty up there. That's a good one.
Yeah, JP Oliver had a funny one.
Hey, everybody. I recently saw a few funny gamer tags while playing Xbox Live. There was only three of them, but they were in a party with each other. Their names were Brutal Big Mac, Drunken Doughboy, and Hillbilly Pie.
Hillbilly Pie.
All in one game, dude.
I found this name hilarious because my team was making fun of them the entire time. I'm Hillbilly Pie.
I'm a Drunken Doughboy.
I got Brutal Big Mac.
And on this side, with 900 pounds, Brutal Big Mac.
And together we form harmonica.
Harmonica form, unite. Oh man. Brutal Hillbilly Big Mac.
Well, hey, all right, so let's go to Tales from the Foxhole.
Actually, oh, no. That.
My bad.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, before we do that, sorry, let's go to voicemails. We got some voicemails from Captain Crunk, who's narrating these. Man, this is some good ones. Check it out.
Captain Crunk here, checking back for another voicemail segment. And let's get started with this one. This one's about episode 100.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Mega Man. I just want to wish you guys congrats on making it to 100 episodes. And go Rex C. Okay, bye.
Hey, guys, this is Cal's Rule. Me and a couple friends were screwing around at 2 o'clock in the morning on New Year's, and we noticed there is a new sign on Zanzibar. Instead of saying no swimming, it says something completely different. I'm not going to ruin it. I'm going to let you go see what it is. We definitely need to go check it out. I think JVB and Team Bubble Bass would be proud. I guess I'll see you guys later. Bye.
I wonder what that could be.
Hey, Podtacular. I'm a new listener. I'm enjoying the show. I've listened to about 4 of them so far, and I'm not going to miss one again. I'm not exactly a noob, but when I go on live, I completely suck, mostly because I'm 36, and frankly, I can't compete against a 13-year-old any day of the week. But what I'd really like to hear from the show, if you guys could put more of this in here, is more tips and tricks to help an old guy like me try and get up to speed and well, frankly, not suck quite so bad. So that's all. MGN Sean signing off.
All right, man. Check out the site. There's a big archive of all of our episodes. You can always check them out, listen to them there, because we used to do a lot of tip shows, and not so much these days, but check them out.
Hey, Podtizzle, what's up? G37 here. Yeah, just listening to the Centennial episode, and Boo and JVB is asking what Fred Myers are. It's a shopping store that has electronics. I believe they're only in Oregon, Washington, over in the West. But yeah, so for all you people wondering, that's what they are. Keep on fragging trucks, you guys. Go Pod Tizzles.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to some Tales from the Foxhole now and see what we got. This one's from a new listener, so check it out.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Joe, and my gamer tags are A3-year-old and Paintball Matrix. I just wanted to let you all know that I love your podcast. I just got it the other day. I've been listening to it a lot. And tell you guys, my record game happened the other night. I was at a midship with Pro Slayer and BTB, and I got sword off break. Went up there, got sword and battle rifle, and I went, let's see, 43-2. Pretty fun, but they were pretty much all moves, and I pwned them. And keep up the good work. Later.
Hey, this is Algebra Cal. I'm calling in on the day of President Ford's funeral, rest his soul in peace. And I'm calling in because one day I was playing with Russ Omi and some other all-stars in BTB Slayer. The game ended. You know, Russ and I spent the whole time in a Warthog. I went 6-2 and 25. So I had 25 assists. And here's a hint for all you kids that aren't old enough to work. Work sucks. So value your childhood while you have it. Thanks and bye.
Hi, this is Dylan Martin. My gamer tag is Need No Scope, and just the other day I was playing on Lockout with the 34s Legit, and they challenged to we were on a snipers game, and they lost 50-13, they had a modder on their team too, and we kicked their modder out by standby. Just wanted to say how pathetic modders are. See you guys. You guys have the greatest show ever. See ya.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Lieutenant Red Team, and I got a tale from the foxhole. I was playing some customs with Jay Burton, T, Swiftfish, Sapdrew, and some other guys, and we were trying to play Banshee Flag, and first of all, it was not working at all. And then Sapdrew goes to the other base to go get the flag. Swiftfish steals his Banshee, so then they have both Banshees. So then Jay Burton ends the game, we try again. Sapdrew and Swiftfish are on the same team. Sapdrew's going for the Banshee, and Swiftfish blows it up because she wanted it. And then they wait until I go to their base, and then she takes my Banshee. So we eventually got it working, but that's my tale from the foxhole. All right, keep on fragging trucks.
All right. Now, let's go to this guy. He thinks he's somebody, right? Let's hear it.
Hey, this is Neo again. You know what? I do know Kung Fu, and I know Taekwondo, and I know Karate, and I know all that stuff. So, yeah. So read my stuff and send it in. Otherwise, you'll go to somewhere. Yeah. Bye.
Okay. I don't know Karate, but I know Crazy. Alright.
Hey, what's going on out there, everybody? This is Unicorn of Love, formerly known as Filthy Noob.
Hello.
Just wanted to say congratulations on the 100th episode.
Thank you.
And hopefully everybody's just kind of hanging out waiting for Halo 3, and everybody that's left will kind of trickle back. So if nothing else, congratulations, Fumo. You stuck it out this long. And you guys send me a friend request, Unicorn of Love. Thanks. Bye.
All right, buddy. A longtime friend of the Podtacular community there, so send him a friend request. And here's another buddy I made. Check him out.
Hey, guys. Painless Fanatic. I just got a weird, exciting email. I had signed up for the Halo 3 beta a few minutes after when they had it on the another live, and they had the sign up and everything. And I just got an email from it that I am invited to the beta. So I guess I don't know if you guys know what that means, or I just was wondering if you guys know what that means. So if I got invited to it or what. So anyway, just what's up, Captain Crunk and JVB and Fumo Jive, and anyways, just thanks. So anyways, bye.
All right, man, you're in. Yeah. Some of us aren't that lucky. Oh, well. There's always hope.
Yeah, I was reading something about the Forerunners, an encyclopedia, and it says that they sacrificed themselves to contain the Flood. And episode 98, where people were talking about, what if Master Chief sacrificed himself to either contain the Flood or some kind of power? What if Master Chief is the Forerunner, and he sacrificed himself to either destroy the Flood or save the Earth? Just on fragging trucks.
Okay, this is Headshock again. I wanted to just, leave a quick little comment. You guys are talking about, the X button, making the shield grenade come out. I thought I heard this thing about how since you're going to have, four types of grenades now, the shield grenade, spike grenade, flash grenade, and frag grenade, I thought I heard something that they're, chopping down the amount of grenades that you can have to two, because, that would still equal 8 grenades, just 2 of each, you know what I'm saying? Like, two frag, 2 plasma, 2 spike, and 2 shield grenades. So I don't think it would make sense for them to, use the X button as a shield grenade if you could just, keep it with all your other grenades. That just makes more sense to me. and I'm trying to think. Yeah, that's about it. I'll call back later. Bye.
Okay, I gotta do this fast because last time it cut me off because my message was too long. I went to the doctor's today because I had a sore throat, and the doctor that examined me, name was Dr. Tom. Okay, just call your room and have a good day.
Oh, man. Wow. That was crazy.
Hey, y'all. This is the band, The Grunt. This is my first call-in. I haven't really bothered to send anything in. But Yeah. I guess since they've discontinued the tip show, we now send tips through this. I have a tip for basically any small map for Halo PC. Pick up the Needler and then go in a just like a very tight space. And if anyone comes by, just slam it off of the walls and it should do its thing. Yeah. Well, this is the Bam the Grunt signing off.
Ba-bam.
Is it recording?
Okay. Hi, this is Doug 518.
Hey, I have a question. It seems that you always have these same players on the show. No offense to Killzilla or Brent Gamer, but you guys always have them on the show. So, could you put some new players in? I've been listening to Podtacular for a while. I've been sending in stuff, and I haven't had anything on the show that has been read. So, yeah. And good job, Captain Crunk. You do a really good I don't know why I'm stuttering. You do a really good job with the voicemail. So, yeah. I'll call back later.
All right. Thank you, sir. And we don't read them, mostly because there's so many. So just be early, be quick with getting your stuff in, and we'll get it on. We'll do our best. All right. What's next?
All right. This is what I got to say, Pontag, you there. All right. I'm sick of these little 12-year-olds calling on your show, man. They're not even old enough to play this game, all right, man? Seriously, they're pissing me off. Like, every single kid online just sits there and talks shit all the time, man.
Right.
It's pissing me off.
Okay.
Little kids listening to this.
But.
Seriously.
So, what are you saying?
You're annoying, and I swear to God, I'll find you.
What?
And I'll kill you.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, dude. Whatever. They're kids, man. Let them have fun. Besides, if we didn't have 12-year-olds calling in, would we be getting stuff like this? Come on, man. It's all about having fun. And with that, that's going to be the end of our voicemails. Not many came in this time, so we'll just let this roll out, and we'll catch up with you guys later. You want to leave a voicemail? 206-888-HALO. And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Hot potato, hot potato. So hot potato, hot potato.
All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed those. Feel free to call on your own at 206-888-HALO, and we play those back about once a month on the Customs and Call-In Show.
Thank you very much to Captain Crunk.
Yeah, awesome job, Crunk.
Which is gracias.
Like always.
He was telling me yesterday, he's like, dude, I think I'm going to change my gamer tag. And I was like, why? And he's like, well, because, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like a moment thing. And I was like, yeah, you can change it, but you're still going to be known as Captain Crunk. You know, nobody's going to, like, hey, Captain Crunk. So he's like, you know what, that's true, so I'll keep it. So he said he's going to keep it.
I mean, it has the it already it's etched in stone.
Yeah, it like sticks to the person. You know?
You're gonna have to change it.
Private Fumo Jive reporting for orders, sir.
Captain Crunk. Alright, so let's go to Tales from the Foxhole, brother. The tank. He says, Tales from the Foxhole, for this to make sense, understand. I don't even own an Xbox. Muy most recent console is in the
what?
Muy most recent?
Muy most recent?
Moi, Musurizen, Kusaw, is Le Nintendo 64.
Z-Wee-Wee 64. He put M-U-Y. So he goes, my most recent console is the Nintendo 64. So.
Good thing he's up to date.
Yeah, dude. he's hardcore, dude.
He's the latest and greatest, man.
He's retro, bro.
That's better than the PS3 right there.
Keeping it real. Oh, man. So he goes, me and three of my friends were playing.
No, three of my friend.
Two on. Three of my friend. We were playing 2-on-2 slayer match in Relic. I had barely played any Halo at this point, but I was going pretty. I was doing pretty good for a noob. So it's all tied up 49-49 with the winning score being 50. Me and my teammate are in the levitation, are in what that levitating sniper's tower, and he has the BR battle rifle and SMG. I have an SMG and a rocket launcher. I asked him how you locked onto a vehicle because one of the enemies was running around in a warthog. He told me hold on to the right trigger. I asked like this, held the right trigger without even looking at the vehicle. I was looking at the wall of the sniper tower. As you can imagine, an explosion ensued. I somehow survived shooting a rocket at myself at point blank range, and my teammate was ejected from the tower with no shield. One of the enemies then proceeded to pick him off with a sniper rifle. We were lost.
Nice job.
Yeah, dude.
The tank, man. That's good of the tank to send us that story.
The tank. I don't want to play with the tank, bro.
Yeah, man. He's the tank. I mean, if I was the tank, I would call myself the tank all the time. The tank doesn't like you talking about the tank like that.
Well, you laughing at the tank since 64.
What, you got a PS3?
You're so old school.
Nice.
Yeah, so, all right. Thank you, Tank.
Yeah.
I'll read Foremost Deuce. He says, my tale from the foxhole was a game of team duels. Extra. Pretty sure in lockout. And right at the beginning, I spawned in the center room, saw the enemies in the sniper tower, threw in my grenades, and ran in, shooting my SMG. I got gunned down on a terrible hail of bullets, but got a kill frenzy, which their team never recovered from. Unfortunately, it was Big Team Battle Slayer, and therefore unranked. Keep up the good work, and keep them fragging trucks. Barely.
Damn.
Gotta kill friends with a grenade.
Nice.
Yeah, nice job.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I never got one.
JVB, you up, man?
No, you're up, brother.
Am I? Oh, okay.
I did the first one, yeah.
Alright, okay. Getting the order mixed up here. Trying to learn to count stuff. Alright, I've got one from Logic, who says, I was playing Team Slayer on Turf, and everybody on my team but me quit, and there were still three people on the opposing team. I spawned by the BR on the upper level and ran over to get the sniper. When I got the sniper, I jumped down off the ledge behind the warthog and saw that all three members of the opposing team were at the medical tent. I sniped all three of them for a triple kill and reloaded my sniper. I noticed in the top left corner of my screen that two of them quit, but there was still one of them left. I saw that he respawned again by the medical tent and I sniped him again, killed Tacketer. Dude, killed Tacketer and two of them were the same person. Then unbelievably... He spawned again in the corner by the medical tent, and I sniped the same guy for a third time, kill frenzy. Oh my gosh. He then proceeded to start cussing me out and accused me of modding, and then he quit out. I ended up winning the game. Not that it matters, since everybody else had quit. 37-34. Wow.
Damn.
Kill Tacular.
Three of them are the same not guy, really. Too.
Yeah, right. Three kills on the same guy.
I know, bro. Alright, we got one here from Marco Polo 7. He goes, all I can say is free for all Rumble Slayer on Ivory Tower. This is where I wish I was on Halo 3. You're jumping to the future, buddy. He goes, because of the recording capabilities, I'm at the sniper spawn and I grab it. Thinking I can get across the map to try to jump to the on the tree thing and plant some lead into their soft skulls. So anyway, I jump down and run up the hardwood OS site, which I don't know what OS means.
Overshield.
Okay, I knew that.
You know, he could have said overshield, though. That would have, yeah.
As I approached to jump off the Mattel thing, I check.
Yeah. Metal?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I'm sure that's what
he spelled
meant,
it weird, so.
I check. No one is coming up the stairs, so I look over and boom! No scope sweeping headshot. I reload as I turn back around and in one try, I get on top of the tree. I look over at the elevator and I see two guys running up from my view. Wait, from my view, right, shotgun side. And one guy is chasing after the other. He's about 5 feet away from the other. I first snipe the guy running away. And just as I'm pulling my right trigger, I see a guy chasing melee lunge.
Melee, yeah. This guy's got some gnarly spelling, man. He's like meal with a Y at the end. Melee.
I know.
Melee.
Lunge.
I see a guy chasing. Okay. Lunge, hoping to assassinate the. I guess the guy was trying to assassinate the other guy while he was running. So, I sniped. I snipe. He flies forward, noticing that this. I pull the trigger again, hoping to snipe him and get him. And. What?
God, it's so confusing.
No, man.
To snipe him and get him as I see a guy come from the elevator up and take him out with two. So now I need to reload, and B, now I have a triple, and I'm screaming into my mic, where's my kill-tacular? I need my kill-tacular. And I just hear someone say, look, are you radar? And I look at my radar, and I have a guy coming just behind me. I jump and spin just as he's lunging to assassinate me, and again, boom, kill-tacular, no scope. All through the rest of the game, I was screaming, oh my god, I am god. I should be considered a mod all by myself. I should be banned by the Banhammer for being so good. Pierce, for all you non-believers, I am not that good. I guess I have one hell of a game. And keep on babamming tattoo from Fantasy Island with wieners.
Keep playing, keep playing. Win.
Nah, ba-bam.
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 I'm ba-bam.
Dude, that was the most confusing story I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, dude. All you had to say was that you got a kill-tacular, you no-scoped a few guys, and there you have it. But thank you. Thank you anyway, Marco Polo.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you anyway.
All right, Muggle Crew says, I was once playing with my friend in a two-player split-screen Slayer game, and he had me cornered with a sniper. So I ran out through a random sticky area. and I thought I had missed, but then I hear an explosion, and my friend yells, what the heck? What had happened was that I had flown behind him. Bound.
Bound. Bound. Bound. Off the wall.
B-O-U-N-E-D. Off the wall. Yeah.
And stuck him in a butt. It was it was amazing. LOL. Little saluting ladies. Keep on sticking, noobs. They corners you with the sniper.
Nice.
What the heck? What the heck? What the heck? What the hell?
Hillbilly pie. Alright. On to Lil Kook. Oh my gosh. Lil Kook sent in.
Oh boy.
Lil Kook sent in a novel. So, part one, book one. Chapter 1, verse 1.
I'd like to thank my wife and kids for supporting me throughout my journeys.
The preface.
That
my
voice.
Table of
my
contents.
My publisher.
Page 45.
My publisher, Phil McGroin, for helping me put my words in paper.
I love you, man. You're pooing not long.
And special thanks to Mr. Pat McGroin for editing.
Phil Myers. Without you, I'd be nothing. And when I was a small chap, I had no shoes. Oh, anyway, sorry about that.
And we all lived happily ever after. Okay, so...
Yeah, little... Sorry about that, Lil Cook.
Lil Cook. Right, we'll do one or two, maybe, of these. Okay. Well, I have two... He says I have two tales from the foxhole for you. But he actually sent in at least three... One. No, he sent in four. In three emails. Okay, so the first one. Well, I've just finished playing a crazy Halo 2 game. It was normal team Slayer on midship, so at first it was 4-on-4. Then two of our guys quit, so it was 4-on-2. Anyway, about 4 minutes into the game, I got this crazy kill. I was sneaking up with a sword guy, and he saw me. It was crazy
guys.
Wild and crazy guys. I was running away, and in the middle of the map, I jumped and threw a sticky on his face. He killed me before it exploded. So there I was, dead body on the ground, sticky in the sword guy's face, and ba-bam! His sticky blew up, and somehow... My body flew under the map and was forever falling in space. Okay. That's the whole nice. Story. And another
falling in space.
It's
crazy.
In space.
Crazy stick.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Okay, well, let me do his. Let me say his last one. Okay, this really weird thing happened to me in school, right? So on Friday. This yo-yo expert came to our school and did a show during our lunch. Right? At the end of his show, he said he would be selling customizable yo-yos. Oh, crap. So after lunch, on Wednesday, right, a friend of mine went in the lunchroom to buy one, and he comes up with a sweet yo-yo. And on one side, it has the original Xbox sign, you know, with a green X and everything, right? And on the other side, he has the Halo 2 logo on the other. I thought it was pretty sweet, and I'm buying one tomorrow. Too bad they're $10, but I'll do it for Bungie.
Hey, kid, I got custom yo-yos. You want one? I got a Master Chief yo-yo right here.
Special deal just for you, huh?
$10. Go tell your friends.
Go tell all of your friends. I got plenty of them.
He's a sample.
For 2 hours, huh?
he's a yo-yo for you, kid.
First one's free.
Well, you only got two spins. Two spins, so make them count.
Oh, man.
Damn,
that's
awesome.
Dude. That's awesome. Wow. Hey, no, Lil Cook, appreciate you sending that in, man. We're just messing with you.
Yeah. We're just Oh, man. All right, so what's next here? Wow, we got a lot of stuff.
I know, man.
All right, I'm going to go to the Decode, who we happened to be looking for week and a half ago?
Yeah, man.
Trying to get you to go to San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, did we get any feedback on with Chevelle, right?
Yeah. It turns out they kind of changed the event, so we're not going to go to that. There was this event that we're possibly going to get into, a Shadowrun event, and it turns out they kind of changed it. He's an hour out of San Francisco, so it turned out to be not worth it for him to drive out. But we definitely got some future stuff coming up with that. That same resource that person that we were able to to possibly get into that with. So stay tuned. We're gonna have some definitely great stuff come out of that. So
of course, and I would like to thank that individual for
the person that we can't name, which is why I call him a resource. Yeah. It's kind of lame.
Doing what he did, because that was pretty awesome that he was willing to help us out. So we'll return the favor, buddy. I'll send you a yo-yo.
with
Halo
Xbox
2 on one side
and Halo 2 logo
I was gonna have my face and Fumo's on the other side
and a Pui nut log.
Complimentary Pui nut log.
Complimentary.
All right, the decode. He goes, I was playing Gears of War with my good buddy, Ben, a.k.a. PRC Mega Man, where, on rooftops, as usual, I pick up the long shot and took cover near the torpedo. Ben ran up and got shot in the face. La, la, la. There was two guys on the opposing team that were on the area still where the Baltok pistol, the Buttox pistol, and nades were. One had the Hammer of Dawn and the other had the shotgun. I engaged the first guy on the right with the hammer by side jumping, then no-scoping him within a second. I got an active reload, turned around, no-scoped him, and we won that round. Yeah, it's pretty good. The sniper rifle, if you get that action reload just right, you can really hurt somebody. All you got to do is shoot him in the chest.
Yeah.
A lot of damage.
If you get the active reload and you shoot him once, you just bring him down right away.
Bring him down.
Bring him down.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, right.
Hell yeah!
Let's get it on. No, that's the referee. Sorry about that.
Oh, don't even get me started on referees.
Nah.
Right, player one.
Nah.
All right. Let's go to SGO Lone Warrior. He says, "Hi, Potacular, this is SGO Lone Warrior. My take
Hello.
From the foxhole is this. One time on coagulation, I was running to the blue base, and I was trying to run for the sniper, but somebody got there first, and by the time I got up on top of the base, the jackass who stole my sniper started shooting at me. He missed all four shots, so I threw a plasma grenade at him. At the same time, I was jumping into the teleporter. I must have glitched because,
ba-bam!
I threw the grenade twice. It stuck the guy in a base and a guy that was waiting at the other end of the teleporter that was waiting for me. If that's not good enough, I was able to see both grenades explode at the same time and both guys go flying in the air, screaming their heads off, calling me a modder. That's awesome, dude.
Modder!
You're a modder!
Water.
Water. You hear a loud thud.
Yeah.
In the background.
He should have said, "Was that a lot of damage, player two?"
Confusion frenzy, man.
You're doing well, player one.
I've never seen a game like this, player four. That game. That announcer, in case you guys don't know, that announcer on Fusion Frenzy 2, man. Oh, so annoying.
He is wicked annoying.
Hey, so I got one from...
I was at your house. I was like, damn.
Yeah. It's crazy. I've never seen a game like this. Okay, on to ILSI Bioshock, who sent one in earlier. He's got one that's in, like, triple haiku style. So he's like...
Oh, nice.
Okay, to start the poem off, ILSI Bioshock. I don't know, there was a game called Bioshock. Woo! And I got a tale to tell. One day, I was playing BTB Skirmish, One Flag CTF. We had gone through two rounds, and the score was 0-0. On our team, four people left, and we had a fence. So it was four people against eight. The round ended, and we didn't score. So the next round, it was amazing teamwork. So I had snipe, and others had sword, BR, and rockets. Oh man, that's powerful. I'm tearing up. We managed not to not let them score at all, and it felt great. They felt embarrassed, and I felt cool. It was a good game. Later, ILSI Bioshock. Wow.
I didn't know that game called Bioshock. Whoa. I got a tale to tell.
Please note, this was a electronic message.
Alien, human, humanoid life forms detected.
Thanks, Bioshock. It was just your carriage returns every single, like, three or four words that were a little confusing.
I sat down. The toilet was warm. The flush was swift.
It was a nice day. It was a poopy nut log.
The feeling was good. The
sweat
came down.
The odor musky.
Oh my gosh, man.
Plants dying. Atrocity.
It was a good game. ILSI. Bioshock.
Oh, it was a good game. Later.
It felt cool.
Nice.
All right. I wonder if he talks to chicks like that.
Hey.
Bioshock.
I am.
You are pretty.
Bioshock.
Together we will. One day.
Make lovely
my wife,
music.
You will be. McDonald's, we shall go.
So certain
hey,
are
Mom,
you.
Will you please?
Brutal Big Mac, you will eat. Your hillbilly pie, I will devour. Anyway, I don't
oh,
know.
Wow.
I had too much ice cream and brownie.
Guess so.
Hi, me. I'm talking about me.
That's awesome.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Who's next, man?
This has
oh,
been a weird show. The Allen 123. He goes, hi. This is the Allen 123. How you doing, Allen? Pleased to meet you. One day, I was playing matchmaking when a noob came up and said, oh my god, I'll bet you all. I'll beat you all. Whoops.
Bet you all. 50 bucks.
B-E-T.
I'll beat you all. I was like, okay, whatever, nub. He got in a banshee and started flying towards me at high velocity. I put up my rocket launcher, locked on, and all of a sudden I saw these gigantic green plasma bolts coming from the banshee. Oh my god, it was a modder. I kept trying to take cover. But the banshee was strafing because the bolts were so slow. I finally got him. But the modder shot rockets out of his SMG. Why am I making him sound like... I don't know. Anyway, so...
we're all into, like, making... interactive fiction
I could
here.
Not dodge them as they were, like, auto-rockets.
Do you dodge the rockets, or do you run to the right? Turn to page 34 or 57?
Tune in next week.
Yeah.
We find out what happens to our favorite Spartan, Allen 123.
Turn to episode 45 or 115.
He goes, well, thanks for reading my foxhole. Well, thank you for sending it in, buddy.
Nice.
Wait.
Yeah, what the heck happened anyway?
His name is Alien 123. Whoops. Sorry about that.
Allen.
I'm like, Alan, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you nub.
Alfred.
Alfred 127.
Oh, man. Sorry about that, Alien.
We'll go to Titanius. He said, I have a funny tale from the foxhole. Long ago, I run into a glitch in a game which...
long ago. And long ago, in a galaxy away.
Oh.
He ran into a glitch in the game which I ever encountered before and didn't have a first clue to do.
I think he's missing some words and characters on his keyboard.
Okay, that was nice. We just add our own.
Oh man.
Okay, I was playing matchmaking game of Capture the Flag, Chip, and of course it was quite a close game until someone drops the flag over there by plasma rifle.
It's not like Tarzan saying this. Me playing flag midship.
That's how he wrote.
Me, Grimlock.
Grimlock.
Anyway, everybody goes over there to go pick it up. But you see, nobody can pick it up. In fact, for like 3 to 5 minutes, we just pretty much shot each other until the flag responded.
It responded. It was like, hey, stop shooting at me.
He didn't say respond. He said responded, as in response. Until the flag responded in the middle of the field at around 8:55 time.
The flag was like, hey, guys, I'm over here. Do you guys, somebody pick me up already?
Look, you guys, it's almost 9 o'clock. Are you done shooting me or what?
Hello.
Because I got to go. I got stuff to do, man. I'm a flag.
Hello, it's people. 5 of 9. Can I be captured here?
5 of 9. Oh, man.
Make up your mind. You know, somebody this grab one, me. This I mean, one's come good. On.
All right. It was the craziest thing I ever saw on Xbox Live. It was probably due to a bad host or something really bad with the internet connection. I really don't think someone modded, because modders usually do it for their own advantage. I hope you guys don't see that one again. Later, guys. Nice,
thank
dude.
You.
Thanks for writing it.
Yeah, that one really ended the show on a good note.
Definitely, yeah. Man. Titanium, send it more, man. We want more.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, man, that was nice. Just don't write a love letter like that, okay? Pick up the ladies.
My name is... you add, you know, the right words. Don't...
Would you like me? Yes. Or check no.
It works every time, believe me.
Like Titanius the Tank? Titanius the Tank like you.
Ah, Titanius the
Me, Titanius, like you.
Okay. Oh, well, hey, man. Guys, wrapping it up here. Send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
And you can always you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Call-In show, like this week's episode.
And be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of buzz about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, and the new Halo 2 maps, and a bunch of other stuff. So check us out, podtacular.com.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys.
And I want to give a special thanks to Captain Crunk for all the hard work he does on the website.
Yeah,
and absolutely. To our very own Dialpex here for all the hard work that has been unappreciative by some of the members. And I, as a personal favor, I wish you guys would give my boy here a chance, because he does a lot behind the scenes that you guys don't know about. So
he sure does.
Thanks to the both of you guys for really stepping it up and helping out.
Actually, a big shout out to the... you know, to the mods on the site. They do a great job. I mean, you know, like, you know, the guys Stooge, Chevelle, Dr. Thumb, Renegade, mm-hmm. you know, all the guys that are mods on the website, you know, now that we have Jeff on board, you guys do, like, a great job. When something comes up, they, you know, they're, like, really mature about it. They take care of everything. So, really, guys, we couldn't do, you know, what we have right now if it wasn't for you guys, too. So... You know, I'm gonna take the opportunity and share the time here with them, because those guys work really hard too, and it's, you know, it's an awesome job that they do on the website. So.
Yep, that's why we are what we are, man.
That's right.
Yeah. We did it together.
Hey, while we're talking about mods, want to give a shout out to Ju Blaine, who was our first ever moderator from back when we were on the Bungie.net forums. Mm-hmm. A long time ago, before we had our own forums going on, thanks to Captain Crunk. Ju Blaine mm-hmm. had kind of other life issues that are getting to where he can't be a mod any longer at Podtacular. But we wish him well. We want to give him a good send off and say thanks for all your hard work over the years, I should say, because I mean he's been around for a long time, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Yeah.
Thanks.
Definitely one of the founding fathers, you know, this whole thing, because he was there from the beginning. So whenever you're ready to come back, buddy, don't hesitate.
Yeah, and he always had a great view on everything as far as, like, the, you know, his moderator position. He always took it so serious, too. Like, you know, he was, you know, like it was supposed to be. Like, he was, you know, doing a job and, you know, making it better. Drew Blaine, you know, he's a great guy. Great, great guy. We wish him best, dude.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
So, hey, thanks also to Jean-Paul Renaud for donating to the podcast. Got a donation recently. Appreciate it. Got to pay that hosting bill, man.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, me and Fumo are going to be going to the golf range.
Got to be catching some swordfish, man. Got to save up for that trip.
Oh, now I know why Jublain left. He's probably going on his yacht, you know, going on his yacht. Like, well, guys, I'm calling again to let you know I'm fine and everything is okay.
I'm halfway across Europe right now, drinking some tea.
Sending in another tip. Well, this one is the one that actually bought me this yacht, so write it down.
Oh, man. Buy large stocks of Depends. They will always be in high demand. Oh, man.
Stock tips from JVB.
Oh, man. If you're going bull, buy TP. If you're bear...
Oh, wow. Man,
yeah, if you guys listen to me and stock tips, forget it. You go broke. You go broke.
TP and Depends, man. TP and Depends.
Pharmaceuticals.
Buy everything from Plastics. Xbox. Every Microsoft-related thing. Just buy it. Buy it all.
Buy Podtacular stocks. They're an up-and-coming...
We just went public right now.
Forget about Google. Forget about Yahoo. Podtacular's taking over.
And our symbol is PODOX. Podtacular.
We're on the Podtacular Stock Exchange. You can buy stocks through PayPal.com.
Send them to me, JVB, and I'll make sure you get your fair share.
You send them like a handwritten note that's like, this is a stock.
You got two stocks. Thank you.
No order stockings form. Instead.
It'll be an autographed picture of me. Nice. Oh, man.
Well, hey, guys, here's until next show, I'm Fumo Jive.
I am JVB, the stockbroker.
And now I'm Dialpex.
The Hillbilly Pie.
Hillbilly Pie.
Don't come messing with a country boy, country boy, country boy.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Just a good old boy. Never mean no harm.
All right. Keep on praying, trucks.
Keep on.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get 'em, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the normal.
There's only one thing left to say.
Do you guys have, what is it called? It's like a little sports bar slash restaurant.
Wendy's.
No. Yeah, with all the plasma TVs on the wall, right?
We're like, yeah, touchdown, baby. Ooh, take that.
Woo-hoo, Smoky. Yeah. Do they have Smoky Bones?
Yeah. Hey, guys, we want to watch the Steelers game on Thursday. You want to go to Wendy's?
Nah. They got a special on the double cheeseburger.
Yeah, baby.
They have this
two-for-one Cokes. Woo!
It's called Smoky Bones. And they do, like, they have this special, like, the special spice on like, certain sauce and stuff. Dude, that thing is just ridiculous. Like,
really?
It's really, really, really hot. And
does
it's bad.
Your nipples burn?
Yeah, and there's another place here called Wings to Go, and all they sell is like kind of like fried chicken and like little finger food, but their specialty is like, you know, chicken and stuff like that. And they have like all kinds of sauce. So they start with, you know, mild, and then they go to hot, and then extra hot, and like super hot. And then they have like suicide, and then they have homicide. It's like homicide is like the strongest one. Like,
homicide?
Yeah.
What? When you eat it, it makes you go, woo!
Hey!
Hey, that's too hot.
That one is like the worst one.
Damn, that's some spicy stuff there. It makes you change
that's
sexuality.
Hot, boy.
Oh, that's hot. Oh, I really like
turns
that
you,
one.
Turns into RuPaul.
Man.
No, but yeah, that
like, touch me, baby.
The homicide one is just ridiculously hot. It's like, once you eat,
you better work. Work that thing. Yeah, you eat it, next thing you know, you go in the middle of the, you go to the middle of the bar, start freaking, like you're walking the catwalk. You're like,
I'm a model, you know what I mean.
Too spicy for my food. Too spicy, it hurts.
Homicide.
Maybe you ever heard of a spicy food called homicide? It makes you change your sexual preference.
It's so hot, it makes you go gay.
It's so hot, you'll never turn back. Girlfriend.
Oh, man.
It, like,
oh,
it
man.
Transforms like the, you. Next thing you know, you eat it, and then there's like a puff of smoke, and all of a sudden you got a two-top and poom-poom shorts.
You're like, whoa, this is hot.
Oh, my goodness.
You become Richard Simmons.
Man.
Come on, everybody, let's do jumping jacks.
Oh, give me a piece of chicken. Come on now.
You go to the restaurant and you're like, I'll take it homicide hot. They're like, now, before you order that, I want to make sure you're secure in your sexuality because
everything's going to change.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You'd be like, man. Are we in a gay bar? There's a lot of single chicks here.
And then all of a sudden you're like, there's a lot of single guys here.
I know.
Woo!
Woo! That'd be a dope commercial, though.
You homo. Now with a limited time offer in Kentucky Fried Chicken. Homo side hot.
Ooh, I love the
In other
kernel.
News, the birth rate in the county has gone down significantly this year.
I love the kernel. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, leadership blames KFC.
Just the good old boys wouldn't change if they could.
fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
Look, mommy, I got glow sticks.